Stack. I'm the host, Joanne, and I'll be joined by a guest talking about something that makes them smile, even though I probably don't know much about it. I have two guidelines, no punching or pushing, so we're aiming to discuss these topics without insulting anything else or pressing political and social issues. We're just here to learn new things and share the things that bring us joy.
Let's get into it.
So today I am back with Michael, the CTO of ArcDev Ops and the co-founder of Exactly Zero. What are we going to be talking about today?
Oh, we're going to be talking about soap. We're going to be talking about soap today.
I'm excited.
The listeners are going to be like, what are we getting into here? Soap? What in the world?
Soap. Exactly. And then, so specifically, you make soap. Is that correct?
We do. My wife and I started a company beginning of 2021, and we make a lot of handmade soaps. We also make lip balms and a lot of things that, you know, we don't want to put any extra junk in there. So we had some people start asking us, do you sell this stuff? And it's like, well, not yet, but we can change that. So yeah, but a lot of it is soap. That's the foundation of the company, was the soap. Yeah.
Okay. So right now it's more of a like hobby for yourselves, for family and friends, things like that. But eventually this might branch into a business as well.
Well, it's a full on business now. So, it started off as a hobby. It started off exactly like that. And you know, over the months and years that we, you know, kept making things for our own family, we would tell people, yeah, we made our own toothpaste, or we figured out how to make our own deodorant. And people were like, do you do that? Like, do you sell that stuff? So yeah, but it's a full on business. We got an Etsy shop and everything. We're legit. People are buying our stuff.
And if people wanted to check out that Etsy shop, do you want to plug it here?
Yeah, sure. If you go to Etsy.com/shop/exactly0, all one word, it's the word zero, not the number, then that'll take you right to our shop.
That's wonderful. I'm really excited. This is not something that I know anything about. I use soap.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law makes her own soap as well, but I've never like really talked to her about it or engaged in how she does it. Mm-hmm. Everything else I know about this, I know from Fight Club. Like, that's the extent of my soap making.
We don't make ours out of human fat. You don't have to worry about that.
Oh, that's great. that's really good to know. So how did you start getting into soap making? Like, how does one even approach that as an interest?
Well, hopefully people approach it as an interest a little bit different than how we did. So years ago, and it's been more than 7 years now, I was actually diagnosed with cancer. And it was an okay kind. I mean, no cancer is good to have, right? It's like, you gotta get rid of it. But as far as the kind that it was, it's like, it's probably the best kind to get, but it was easily taken care of. I'm fine. And, after that, we just became keenly aware of, you know, what are we putting on and in our bodies? You know, we're really looking at labels. We're not looking at like, oh, this is the cheapest stuff, or I can get three bottles of this for the same price, yada, yada. Like, what are we actually consuming? What are we doing? And, you know, we made a lot of dietary changes. We made a lot of health conscious decisions, but soap and shampoo and toothpaste and deodorant and things like chapstick, like that, it all kind of, you kind of look at the stuff and it's like, man, there's a lot of wonky chemicals in here. Like, what? Like, there's got to be a way we can make it where we can control more of that. So my wife is, you know, of the two of us, like, I lean more toward things like herbalism and, you know, making tea blends and things. And she's more on the aromatherapy side. And so, you know, over the years, we just started getting into, well, how would you make a lip balm? How would you make soap? And we tried a few recipes and some of them flopped. Like, you know, the first time you try doing soap and you uncover it, like, oh boy, what's it look like? And it's still like glop. And the instructions are like, oh, it should be firm. It should be firm to the touch. And it's like, no, ours is still sludge. So we had to like throw out like three or four batches, but we finally got it. And we're like, it's actually soap. Like,
yeah,
it's amazing, yeah. You know, and it lathers and, you know, it cleans and whoa. So, but yeah, that's kind of a roundabout way that we got into it. It was a health scare. And then it became a hobby, and then it became a business. And so here we are. Yeah.
That's wonderful. I mean, I'm real sorry that you had to
go through that to get where you are, but I'm glad you're, you know, healthy and safe and all of that now, and I'm glad it led to something really cool and interesting.
Thank you.
So what is, like, the bare minimum needed to make soap as far as, like, supplies or, like, the base ingredients you need X, Y, Z until it's soap?
You're going to need some kind of a fat and some kind of an acid. And again, you know, I know you mentioned Fight Club, like, any kind of fat, yeah, it'll work, but, you know, they sell, like, coconut oil, you can get that, you can make it with coconut oil, and then you can get, the acid is lye, it's the same kind of stuff, like, what you'd pour in your sink, if you had a clogged sink,
okay,
you melt down the oil, you melt down, melt it down and mix it in with, the lye and the water together, distilled water, and those three ingredients together, you know, when you want to make soap, you got to blend it a certain way, and you mix it around until it gets, they call it trace, which it's still liquidy, but you can tell it's getting kind of stiff, and then you can pour it into your mold. Could be a bowl, it could be, we use a wooden mold that we made, could be any kind of shape, if you've got funny shapes you want to do, and then let it sit overnight, and the next day, get it out of the mold, cut it up into pieces if you need to, but then you got to let it cure, and this is called a cold process soap. So you have to let it cure for at least 4 to 6 weeks. So it takes a while. It's a patience crop, but once it's done, you know, you've got something that you could use, and it's going to last quite a while. Like, it seems like our bars of soap last for at least like 2 months, and they're just regular sized bars of soap, kind of like what you get at the store.
Yeah.
So it's wild. It's like, they're like everlasting gobstoppers. It's really weird. I'm like, why do we still have this soap? Like, how long have we had this?
Oh, so yeah, that's really cool. I know, I mean, I spend time on Reddit, and one of the, like, Reddit life hacks that came up was when you get low on your bar of soap, you can take your new bar and, like, basically lather the two into one so that you're not wasting that last itty bitty bit.
Yep.
Which is, like, part of me was like, it's just a little bit of soap, but then I started using the soap that my sister-in-law makes, and now I'm like, I need my last itty bitty bit of soap. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to waste any of it. Cause
yeah, it's like, I paid for it. I don't want to just throw it away.
Exactly. And when it's soap that you're actually like, you value the specific soap as opposed to just like, this is the necessity, that thing that I need. I think that it's a different mind frame around it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So is there anything like kind of extra or special that you put into your soaps that, you know, you feel like help with sensitive skin or with concerns or anything like that? Or do you keep all of your making at its like bare base components?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, we don't just make the regular unscented stuff. Like, we always put a little bit of extra in there. You know, it could be usually it's like an essential oil. So we'll put lavender, or we'll put, you know, we're working on a bug be gone type soap where we put citronella and some other things in there to keep, you know, bugs away. Your skin has stuff on it now that bugs don't like, but there's always some unique property. And for people with sensitive skin, you know, we'll use, for example, like a charcoal, activated charcoal that kind of pulls impurities out. Or if they're, for example, we ran into somebody that is like, well, I'd love to use your soap, but I'm allergic to coconut. And I thought, I didn't know people could be allergic to that, but I guess they shouldn't put something with coconut oil all over their skin. That might be a bad thing. So we actually had some rendered lard that we, you know, had slaughtered some pigs a while back, and we had some of that left over. So we got some pig soap, and since it doesn't have any coconut in there, you know, it should be able to be used. But yeah, we're constantly asking people, you know, what kinds of soap would you use if it were available? Always doing market research, and people are like, oh, I like this smell, or I've got this problem with my skin, or I've got maskiny. You know, that's a big thing. You know, we come up with ways to kind of help get the oils off and give the skin what it needs to be healthy.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of different, there's hundreds and hundreds of kinds out there. And then like, even the way you make it, like you can swirl different things in, put some different colors in there.
I know, like, I like crafting a lot. I've tried a lot of different craft projects. I haven't gotten into soap just because I'm like, basically I'm bad at baking, and it seems like it's a little too close to, like, cooking as far as, like, ingredient mixing. But I would definitely have fun playing with, like, the scents and the colors and stuff like that. Like, that's probably a little more my style if I were to get into soap making. But I find it fascinating, the kind of, like, science side of it as well. It's just, I'm bad at the science.
That's all right. You know, for what it's worth, I mean, yeah, there's mixing involved, and there's, you got to be, like, really exact with the measurements. But it's kind of cool because it basically cooks itself. You know, when you take the lye and you mix it with water, it gets hot really, really quick. It's, you know, chemistry lesson, right? It's an exothermic reaction, and that's what gets the goop to turn into soap. And yeah, and when you pour it in the mold, it's like, you know, the first couple of times you do it, it's like, how is this glop going to become soap? And then you cover it up and let it sit for a day or two, and then you come back and it's like, wonder of wonders. You know, it's all hardened up and stuff. It's not ready to use yet, but it's getting there. It's soaping itself.
So with your style of soap making, you don't actually use, like, a burner or a stovetop at all? It's just the chemical reaction that's used to get the melting? Or it's both?
Well, it's both. So you get the lye in the water creates its own heat, but you have to have the oil that you're using melted down already. It's got to be liquid. So we'll use coconut oil, or maybe sometimes we'll use palm oil, depending on what we're making. But when that's been liquefied, and then you mix the lye and the water mixture together, then that process, it's called saponification, and that's what makes it soap, right? So when it combines, it's an acid and a base together to make that reaction. But yeah, you still have to melt stuff down on the soap. I guess it is kind of like baking then. So maybe it's not a good hobby for you. Maybe that's too dangerous. Just, I'm trying to protect you, girl. I'm trying to make sure.
No, I know my strengths. I know my limits. And, you know, if I've got people that I can get nice quality homemade soaps from, I can let certain crafts go to other people.
There you go. You just farm it out. Be like, sister-in-law, I'll take care of it.
Yeah. Like, I may at some point try, you know, I know you can buy, like, basically cubes of a soap-like material, and you can use, like, the double boiler, so you have, like, water in the pot, and then you put another pot inside of that to, like, melt it down, and you can do that to, like, make, you know, like I was saying, if you want to, like, color your soap a certain way or add certain scents and things like that, so, like, that might be something I would try at some point, just for fun and to say that I tried it. But as far as the actual, like, from scratch, unless I had somebody specific that, like, already knew how to do it, you know, if I go and visit my sister-in-law and she was like, oh, sure, I'll show you the process, like, that would be one thing. But to just try it on my own,
it can be a pretty daunting task. It can be. The first couple times when my wife Charlotte was trying to figure this out, she's like, this is a lot of material. I hope this works. Yeah. And the first couple times, it did not work. And we tried to salvage it. We mixed it together, and apparently we got the mixture wrong. And the next day, actually, we let it sit for like a week, and it still, there was a layer of liquid on top. And they say, okay, if that happens, you have to throw your soap out. It's like, oh, what a waste. Why can't we just drain? Well, because it's got too much lye in there, and, like, you'll actually burn your skin if you use this stuff. Yeah. So yeah, but we finally figured out a recipe that works well, that we can just put extra oils in for making it smell a certain way, and it is working. So we're gonna keep doing it. It's fun for us.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's really cool. So, and I'm also curious, because you said it's not just soap, but it's also, you mentioned lip balm, toothpaste, I think you mentioned a couple other products that you're making. Of all of those different products, which one would you say is, like, the most challenging to make, or, like, the one that was kind of the hardest to get into?
I think the hardest one was our bug spray. We've got, like, it's all natural organic bug spray, you know, because we got four kids and they like playing outside, but then they hate bugs, right? And the hardest part for that wasn't the creation of it. It's actually the sourcing of the materials and the shipping, because there's rules about shipping things that have somewhat of a, like, if it's a flammable liquid, you know, witch hazel is one of the ingredients. And it's not like, oh, hey, we just made our kids flammable now. It's like, it's got alcohol in it. It's got to dry quickly. That's what it's for. But it's hard to ship that. There's rules about it. There's, you know, and then that is hard to come by. The places that we'd normally go to procure stuff, they were like, oh, sorry, we're sold out. It's like, oh, we need this, right? Or we need containers, or we need a certain fragrance or a certain, not fragrance, but essential oil that we put in there. And it seems like every time we get ready to make an order, something would be sold out. And we're like, oh, we don't want to make a separate order just for that and have to pay shipping twice, right? So we'd wait. But we finally got everything, so we're rocking and rolling there. But that was a challenge. You know, we're trying to get stuff out to get ready for summer. And it's a little bit stressful for Charlotte. And, you know, she didn't start off being an entrepreneur. She kind of married into it, I guess, which, I mean, I didn't plan on being a business owner when I grew up either. So we're both kind of figuring things out, right? But she's like, oh my goodness, what if we don't get this in time? Babe, it's going to be okay. It's going to be fine. We'll get there. Yeah. It's okay. But part of me is like, all right. I mean, she gets it. She's on the other side of it. Now, when I come to her complaining about supply chain issues, now it's like, she gets it. She understands, you know? But yeah, that bug spray, we got it. I mean, we've got it done. We've got a recipe that's figured out. It's tested. It's well proven. But wow, just getting everything lined up was a pain in the tube, Joanne.
Yeah, that, I mean, I guess that makes sense. Like, a lot of these things are not necessarily readily available. And yeah, if you need multiple ingredients all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is one of those things that a lot of people don't even consider doing on their own. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you can think of like sewing, right? Like, some people it's like, okay, well, I want a dress. I can figure out how to sew a dress. But like, making your own soap is definitely like a, it never even dawned on me until my sister-in-law did it, that that's something that an individual person could do. It was just this magical thing that came from the factory. So I think it's really cool that you've started that, and that you've started with your family too and involved them in it. So that's awesome.
It's been fun. I know with our four girls, they like to contribute. So, you know, we'll have them do little parts of the process, or if we're going to post something on social media, like, they'll be involved, or we'll have them mixing up some stuff or smelling the soap or putting sunscreen on their face or whatever. We're getting ready to do something like that. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of neat, kind of blends family dynamic together with business, and they're learning some cool things. So
yeah,
it's neat.
That's awesome to have them involved and to kind of help them understand why you're doing this and what the benefits are and things like that. So that's really, really cool. Are there any products that you're hoping to get into that you haven't quite touched on yet?
Yeah, it's more soap stuff, but we're trying to figure out if there's a way. There's somebody that we've been talking with for a bit who's got a really high-end product line with essential oils, and we really like her stuff, but her stuff is pretty expensive. Like, we can't just buy a container of oil from her because we'd have to charge like $15 for a bar of soap. But okay, we're like, hey, what if we make soap for you? Like, would that be something you'd want to do? And it turns out she's actually interested in that. She's talking with some other people. She's got some other things coming up right now that are taking priority, but it's like, wow, if we could make soap with that essential oil in there, holy moly, like, I would totally use that. And I got a buddy of mine that's like, Fritz, if you ever get done making this soap, he's like, you get me a bar of it, make me a bar, like, sign my name on it. He's like, and I will pay you money because this stuff smells awesome. I've got a little sample of the essential oil.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh. So I hope we get the chance to do that. I hope we get the chance to do that. But it's one of those things too, where what we're doing can actually help other businesses, right? So, hey, we can make this kind of stuff for a business and have that be like an impulse purchase, you know, have some bars of soap at the counter when a customer comes up, and it's an all-natural store anyway. Oh, and they got some really cool smelling soap here. Yeah, I'm going to buy a couple bars. I'm going to buy 3 bars. And that's something that helps that company, that business. We're trying to get more into like, we're constantly coming up with ideas for products, but we're looking for outlets too, you know, because people will come to us for onesie twosie stuff, but we'd like to be able to make, you know, 20 bars and sell it to a company, and then they can resell it, you know, we'll sell it to them wholesale, and then they can resell it and make a profit. And hey, we're out of bars of soap. Can you make us 20 more? Absolutely. And get more of a predictable supply chain going on. That's our goal right now. So we're getting there. We're getting more people interested, and they're buying a higher quantity of stuff. And the average order amount is increasing. It's in the double digits. And it's like, I think we're on to something here, babe. Let's keep doing this. Me and Charlotte, come on, rock and roll. So
congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. You know, and I think it's also a little bit of a sidetrack here, but the original episode that you and I recorded was on automation, correct? Mm-hmm. I had you on a few weeks ago, and we were talking about programming and a lot of digital stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really cool, and one of the reasons that I started the Turtle Stack is the same person that's into computer programming and things like that can be the same person that's into handcrafted all natural soaps, like so I really admire that too, like, and that's why I have my no punching rule, right? Is like, you can like cats and dogs, you can watch football and do ballet, like there's no binary in what a person can like. And I think that this is a really good example of that, where, like, you know, the way you're talking right now, I'm picturing like more of like a farmer, like a small ranch home and things like that. And when we were talking before, I'm picturing more of like a city apartment, and like, I don't know who you are, but, you know, there's no limit to who a person can be. You can be so multifaceted. And I love that.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I think I'll clear up some of the mystery when we do our show, because I know right before you hit the record button, you had mentioned that we've got a show that you'll be the guest for once. You're doing all the heavy lifting and I'm guesting on your shows, but let me do the heavy lifting for you. And you can take a look at my studio. You can take a look at, I'll give you the tour. You know, I can take the camera around before we do our show, and you can be like, oh, okay, that's how they live. All right. Wow. And I won't spoil it for you, but one of your answers is pretty close. I'm not going to say what though.
Okay. We will find out then. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay, well, before we wrap it up, was there anything else specific that you wanted to get into on, like, soap making and, you know, kind of your business?
I can't think of anything. I mean, if anybody who's listening wants to stop by the Etsy shop, it's etsy.com/shop/exactly0, all one word. And you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Instagram, where in both places, and we're constantly talking about what we're doing, new products, things we've learned, shout outs, goofy pictures of our kids, all kinds of stuff. So we'd love to have you. We'd love to, you know, stop by the shop, drop a like on there. And I think I figured out a way to automate putting a coupon for those people that like the shop. So might be some benefit for you. Stop by and drop a like.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you. Thank you very much again for being on the show.
Anytime. Well, thanks for having me, and I look forward to having you on mine next week, all right?
If you're a curious person that likes encouraging others, please consider subscribing to discover a new topic with me each week. If you have a topic you'd like to add to the stack, please email theturtlestack@gmail.com. You could also help grow the community by liking, rating, and telling others.
Thanks for listening.